What had Jesus done that enraged these people to the point that they wanted him killed? To the point that they would choose a recognized murderer, Barabbas, to be released among them rather than Jesus? Simply put, Jesus didn't fulfill their expectations. The religious leaders had already rejected Jesus because he threatened their power over the people. It didn't matter how many people Jesus healed or fed or raised from the dead, because their ears were stopped, their eyes were closed, and they were looking for an opportunity to be rid of this thorn in their side. But the people, last Sunday, the people were proclaiming, "Blessed is the King, Jesus." Now, just a few short days later, they're declaring, "We have no king but Caesar." Their expectation was that Jesus, this long-awaited Messiah, would defeat Rome and rebuild the glory of David and Solomon. He was supposed to fulfill their expectations. He was supposed to do their bidding. He was supposed to follow their lead. This is at least in their minds. Now, this isn't because Jesus was unclear or lacking in his teaching, just that they weren't listening. Like a student, I'm a former teacher, and as a student who starts the assignment before the teacher explains it, and then they're upset because they got so many wrong. These people had a flawed idea of what the Messiah was going to be and do. But they weren't interested in the truth. They liked their narrative better than God's. And when the pivotal moment came, they embraced evil. "Our king is Caesar. Give us Barabbas." And they rejected the truth. "Let him be crucified." As the scene ends, a murderer is released amongst them. And the Prince of Peace is led away to be crucified. Oh, may this not be us. May this not be our story, that we reject the King of Kings because we prefer our own imaginary narrative. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this service, the ability to celebrate, to recognize, commemorate the death of Christ. We thank you for loving us when we were unlovable. Thank you for loving us when we didn't love you. And we pray that we would seek your face. We would trust you. We would bow the knee to you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.